I want to suck your blood. What are we with this? We've got a Halloween episode here on the Wrestling Room. Yes. So we're continuing with the dear friend, paranormal true crime podcaster, friend of the show, friend of mine, Todd Michaels. We were on the other side talking about the Railroad Museum and the Pullman car. And So this was, I don't know. We started going to the Railroad Museum all of the time during COVID because it was a place where we, you know, the kids could run and just, or not during COVID, but when it opened. And it was a place where we could go and it was family friendly. And it's just, so we've been a member of the museum for a long time. And the Pullman car, for those of you who don't know, is from the Pullman Company. And as Todd said on the other side, primarily staffed by African Americans. And they're in that car. They have like TVs that you can push the button and hear someone speak, and it's computer generated. But one of them talks about, you know, what life is like, and there's a sign in front of the little room in the car that says, "Hey, they say a bad word here, and it's the N-word."
Yeah,
because they talk about it unfiltered, which is great, and so. My son hit the button, and then, I mean, my wife is black. So our daughter looks just like her. And so my son heard that and was like, "What was that?" And he was, you know, he can't freaking read that. And so I kind of sat him down and we talked a little bit about that, maybe a 45-second discussion on why they did that and why it's important and why we should listen to what he's saying and not, you know, it was cool. We walked out of that room and it played again. I didn't touch it. There was nobody else in there. And we turned around and it was playing. And so we went back in and watched it. And as we went out, it did it again. And so, you know, I was like, well, okay. Is that like a little, you know, hey, thanks for caring. You know, right. It was interesting.
It is interesting. And that location has, you know, there's something very close to my heart. My dad worked for the Chicago Northwestern Railroad his entire life.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, there was a connection there for me, and they have a caboose there. I don't know if you had a chance to get in there.
We've been in every single freaking one of them.
Yeah.
Which one?
So the caboose, the red one kind of behind the Pullman car.
Yes.
On the same row.
Okay.
And we went on there, and my dad... used to always tell me that, the caboose guys, they got the easiest job. They just sit back there and make sure everything's okay. So he used to call them lazy and such. And so we were sitting there and we were doing a spirit box session, which is where you use basically a radio that scans all the frequencies trying to communicate, etc. And I was saying stuff like that. And I was saying, hey, my dad said, if you worked on this, you were lazy and blah, blah, blah.
Any truth to that?
Well, yeah, pretty much. And
care to respond?
I can't say what the response we got, but it was a blank you expression that came across.
Nice. You were cursed out.
Yeah, it was been cursed out a little bit. So it's been interesting. I a couple of other places in the valley that are really cool. If you ever get a chance to check it out. Deja Vu Martini Bar on College Avenue in Appleton was a location where we went in to investigate and didn't get a lot all night. You know, it was one of those things where you go in with all this anticipation and I'm sure you've been on investigations like that too, where nothing's really happening. Mm-hmm. But two things really kind of became aha moments for me that night. One of them was we were getting down to the end of the night. We were getting rather tired and we were in the main bar area, and right in front of us, like a couple of arm lengths away, there was a conversation that was being had that I couldn't quite make out what was being said, but there was nobody there.
What?
There were two people having a conversation right
in front
of
me.
You saw them? I didn't see them. I heard them.
Oh, okay. Oh, God.
And so it was like, what the heck was that? Like, that was kind of mind blowing because I had not had an experience where that happened right in front of me. And then finally, at the very end of the night, I had a moment where a lot of people would go, oh, big deal. But to me, it was really significant because you watch these shows, you go out and investigate. And a lot of times people will say, well, if you want to talk to me, talk through this event, this device or press this button or make this light up. You do all this stuff, right? And I'm thinking, what if they just can't do that? It'd be like me going up to you, Mark, and saying, I want you to answer this question, but in order to answer, you need to do a back flip with a half twist. Yeah, right. And then I want you to speak in German. And maybe you don't have the skills to do that. Right. And so I thought, well, maybe we're asking whatever's here to communicate in a way that they aren't able to, whether they don't have the skills or they don't understand. And I finally said, listen, we're at the end of the night. We're really tired. Whatever you do, whatever you can do really, really well, I'm going to count to three and I want you to do it. And I said it loud enough as we were kind of sitting around that we got it on the recorder. And I said, one, two, three. And at the count of three, there was this loud clank from the bar area.
Whoa.
And we had there was somebody over in that area. And basically what happened was the door handle on the walk-in cooler came all the way out and slapped back.
Whoa.
Which is something that had been reported at that location by the owners. They had told us that happens occasionally.
That's crazy.
So on the count of three, on command, that's the thing that they could use to communicate. And we saw it. We didn't catch it on video, but we caught it on audio. And it was just incredible to me.
Wow. I wonder, you know, it's always interesting to me, like, what are these things that are happening? You know, where are they coming from? And it's all of this is the search for like what happens next. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. And I wonder if that's really the right question. Cause I wonder if it's, what have we left behind? Mm. Also what's going on around us that we don't even know about. We live our lives on this playing field and we know, you know, we kind of know what we know, but there's tons of stuff we don't understand yet. Scientifically.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. We're going to continue the discussion here on the other side of the break. We've got paranormal and true crime podcaster Todd Michaels on the Rational Revolution on the Civic Media Radio Network. Stick around.